Hello, hello, great. Great stuff. So it'd be good if you still have your Bibles open because we're going to read bits from it. I've got someone who's going to be my general, Steve's going to be my Jeremiah, and he's going to read some bits from it, standing in the gate of the Lord. So let me just get Steve dressed up. That is right. I did not tell Steve this bit. I've got a nice thing here, robe. To look like maybe what Jeremiah would have worn. It's a bit tatty. Jeremiah was, some people call him the weeping prophet, so maybe he had some tatty clothes. But while he's getting dressed up, I need three helpers, or four. Actually, there's four there, so we'll have four. And this is my special house. This is a very nice house. It's a very good house. Pardon? You want to go in the house? You can go in the house in a second, yeah. And in my house, if you behave and listen to what I say, even when you're outside the house, if you listen to what I say, this will be the best house ever. Sweets, you get chocolates, cakes. Who would like to live in my house? Okay. Come on then. There you go. You can go live in my house. Get in the house. Live in my house. There you go. Go on. You can go in as well if you can fit in. Okay. So, guys, come out. I need you to actually come out of the house for a second because I need to tell you some things. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Okay. All you need to do is listen to a few things I say, and then you get all those things, okay? So clap your hands. Oh, some of you hands. Do star jumps. Okay, some of you are not doing them. Okay, they obviously don't want them chocolates and sweets that much. Can any of you do a press up? Press ups. See, they're not listening to me. Oh, see, I just asked you to do one thing for me and you can't do it. It's not very nice of you. I want you to do things and you're not listening to me. And you get to live in the best house ever if you do it. Go on, star jumps. Try that. Okay, they really do want to live in this house. Great, you can go sit down. Thank you very much. Don't sit in the house. Sit in your seats. Sit in your seats. And you might be able to get in the house again later. Now it's a bit of a silly example. And thankfully, some of them did actually not listen to me a couple of times. I will give you some sweets, don't worry. But in our story today, we see in the Old Testament, which is before Jesus came, there was something called the temple. And all God wanted his people to do was listen to him, obey his commands, and he would live with them. He would dwell amongst them in the temple. And it would be outrageous after telling the children all these wonderful things if they just didn't do some star jumps for me. Just a very easy command. And our story today. And we're going to look at a group of people from the Old Testament who were given the opportunity to live with God, to be amongst his presence, but rejected everything he said. Didn't listen to a single thing he said and rejected God. In our story today, we're going to learn about a prophet who was told by God to speak to a place called Judah about all the things they were doing. But very quickly, we're going to have some slides on the screen because I want to catch you up to where we are in the Bible timeline. So it's not too, because a bit random jumping into Jeremiah, but that's what we've done. And I want to catch you up briefly to where we are. Great. So as you can see, this is the nation of Israel, the kingdom of Israel. Who's heard of King David or King Solomon or King Saul? Great. So under those kings, it was a nation called Israel. It was God's nation. But after Solomon, there was bad kings and a nation split into two. So we have the next slide. So it's split into two. You have Israel in the north and Judah in the south. What happened was that they were really wicked. Israel had lots of bad kings and they were really evil. And God was not happy because they kept rejecting him. So, next slide. We have the next slide, please. God allowed them to be wiped out. He let an enemy nation destroy them. And he judged them. And now, our story today, we've got a prophet in Judah saying the same thing is going to happen again if you guys don't change. And that's our first point today. If the adults would like to have points, our first point is God will not care for those who don't want to listen to him. God will not care for those who don't want to listen to him. So in our Old Testament story today, a few hundred years before our story, actually, two kings called David and his son Solomon, they built something called a temple. And we're going to have a slide come up. Next slide, please. And a bit in the middle, that would have been a bit like what it looked like, the temple. That is where God dwelled. Around it would have been like the outer courtyards. And if you can see when you're walking in on this bridge where the little F is, that would be a gate, a gate. So in our story today, it's Jeremiah was sent to the gate of the temple to speak. And now we don't have a temple in here, and a church is not a temple. A church, this building is just a building, but we're going to pretend that we've got the gate, the entrance to it. So we're going to, next slide. Next one. Great. Gate of the temple. And this is where Jeremiah would have been standing as people walked in. Imagine this is the gate of the temple. As people walked in, Jeremiah, you want to stand up here for me? Stand here. You want to stand here? Good, you can use that. You want to, oh, you've got a timer. Oh, great. You can turn off then. Great. So here he is standing at the gate of the temple. And he was shouting at people as they came into the temple. No one really wanted to listen, but this is what Jeremiah was doing. So we're going to read from verse 1 again, if you've got your Bibles open. The Jeremiah is told to speak to this wicked Judah at the beginning of the story, and it says this from verse 1. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the Lord's house and there proclaim this message.
Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who come through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave to your ancestors forever and ever. But look, you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal and follow other gods that you've not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which bears my name, and say, we are safe, safe to do all these detestable things? Has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? But I have been watching, declares the Lord.
Great. So I need some more actors to be people walking into the gate. Who would like to be an actor? Come on then. Oh, great. Okay, there you go. Got some clothes. Imagine you're in Judah. There you go. Another one for you. Look at that. Who wants to put this on? Go on then, Richard. There you go. Look at that. There you go. Go on. You have that. It's a bit too big for you. Okay. Now, who can read? Okay. As you walk into the gate, I want you to read one of these. Can you read that? Could you read that? Who else would like to read? Okay, but I'm going to give the mic to you. As you walk into the gate, going, not listening to them, can you read that?
I love stealing, but now I'm okay because I'm at the temple of the Lord.
I love being to people, but now I am okay because I am the temple of the Lord.
I like killing people, but now I'm okay because I'm at the temple of the Lord.
Walking through the gate, So they're saying, I love killing people. Walk with them. I love stealing. I love doing bad things, but it's okay because I'm at the temple of the Lord. That's what they're saying. You can come back in, you can come back out. You're going to go sit down again. I'm going to need you in a minute. You can keep your pieces of paper. So what these people are walking into the temple, and they're worshipping other gods, they're killing people, and they're lying, they're stealing, they're doing lots of bad things. But as they come to the temple of the Lord, they're saying, it's okay now, because I'm here. God will save me. Do you see how silly that is? God says, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bully people, be mean to people, and they don't care. It's really silly. So Jeremiah is saying, you're doing what you want. You don't care about God, but you think you're okay because you're at the temple. So Jeremiah continues from verse 12, if you want to follow with Jeremiah.
Go now to the place in Shiloh where I first made a dwelling for my name and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. While you were doing all these things, declared the Lord, I spoke to you again and again, but you did not listen. I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore, what I did to Shiloh, I will now do to the house that bears my name, the temple you trust in, the place I gave to you and your ancestors. I will thrust you from my presence, just as I did all your fellow Israelites, the people of Ephraim.
So God says, now you don't care about me. It's all lies. It's all fake. And because of that, I'm going to punish you. Look at look at Shiloh, a place in the past that did the same, and I wiped them out. God will punish those who don't care about him. It doesn't matter if they go to the temple, because it's their heart that's wrong. Their heart doesn't care about God. And if you like points again for adults, this is our second point today. Empty worship will lead to judgment. Empty worship will lead to judgment. So Jeremiah continues from verse 16.
So do not pray for this people, nor offer any plea or petition for them. Do not plead with me, for I will not listen to you. Do you not see what they are doing in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers light the fire, and the women knead the dough and make cakes to offer to the Queen of Heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to arouse my anger. But am I the one they are provoking, declares the Lord? Are they not rather harming themselves to their own shame?
The whole family, the mum, the dad, the children, all of them have taken part in idolatry. They're all worshipping wrong gods. There is no Queen of Heaven. They've manipulated who the Lord is. And saying that there's another God out there. The worst thing that someone can do is choose something else and put it in God's place. That's what worshiping false idols is doing. It's saying this gives me or does something for me, but only God can, or is better than God. So I've got some more things for you guys. If you guys want to, would like to read. Okay, there you go, and there you go. So do you want to come over here? As more people walk into the temple, these are sort of things they're saying.
I love making food for other gods, but I'm okay now because I'm at the temple of the Lord.
I love other gods, but now I'm okay because I'm in the temple of the Lord.
I love worshipping other gods, but now I'm okay because I'm at the temple of the Lord.
Go on then. Walk past Jeremiah and tell him you're stupid. Great. You can go sit down again. Thank you so much. And it's absolutely ridiculous. That's the sort of things these people are doing. They're saying, bog off Jeremiah. I love other gods. I love other gods. But I'm okay because I'm at a temple. I'm okay because I'm at the temple. It's really wicked. So God's punishment is coming. That's what he says. Jeremiah continues, verse 20.
Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place, on man and beast, on the trees of the field and on the crops of your land, and it will burn and not be quenched.
Actually, they're not safe because they're going to the temple. The temple was to show the presence of the Lord among a people who love him. And these people hate him. They don't want to follow God. So they're going to be punished for having it the wrong way. And God's message through Jeremiah continues, verse 21.
This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Go ahead, add your burnt offerings to your other sacrifices and eat the meat yourselves. For when I brought your ancestors out of Egypt and spoke to them, I did not just give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I gave them this command. Obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in obedience to all I command you, that it may go well with you. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubborn inclinations of their evil hearts. They went backwards and not forwards.
God is reminding them what actually mattered. It was always listening to God. It was never sacrifices and giving money and burnt offerings. It was never what you could give to God. It was always about loving him. It was always a heart thing, like caring about what God wanted. So many of the people in the past in Judah and Israel, they didn't listen to God. They didn't love God. So God is now finally done with them. If you give to God, but kill people or lie or cheat, and you don't actually really care about God. If you're happy to do these bad things and don't want to listen to God, then whatever you offer God means nothing. You can't pay off God. And the nation has many times not followed God, the nation of Israel, now Judah, and they're not listening to him. They did stupid things whilst not caring about him. And no more can they do that. No more can this evil carry on. Now Jeremiah continues in verse 33.
Then the carcasses of this people will become food for the birds and the wild animals. And there will be no one to frighten them away. I will bring an end to the sounds of joy and gladness and to the voices of bride and bridegroom in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem. For the land will become desolate.
Empty worship, this fake worship, will lead to judgment. It will definitely lead to judgment. They can come to the temple, but if they don't love and follow him and want to live his way, they will be judged. They will be punished. Could I slide down? And Jeremiah, you can sit down now. Thanks, Jeremiah. Can I have this slide off, please? And actually, a few years later, Judah was attacked. God was so angry with them that he allowed the Babylonian Empire to come and destroy it. And the temple was destroyed too. Their fake worship, fake love for God, because they didn't listen to God, because of that, they were punished. Now, today, we're not in the same situation as Judah back then. They had a temple, we don't. They were a racial nation, we're not. Judah was wiped out, the Judah at the time anyway, and the temple was destroyed. It isn't around today. But actually, as Christians, we don't need a temple. a physical building temple, because we have the temple of the Lord Jesus. He is present with us. God is present in us as Christians, if we have a relationship with Jesus. If we're in God's presence, then that means we're saved by Jesus. So that's why we're in God's presence. However, when we become Christians, we're saved to be with God and to love God and live for God. We're not made perfect yet, but we're put into a relationship with him. So now we want to live for him. This means it makes us sad when we sin. We want to live for God in response to what Jesus has done. So we're not in the same situation as them back then. But what is still true today is that we don't want to be hypocrites. We don't want to live how we like, but think we're okay because of what Jesus has done. We don't want to live how we like, but we're okay because we've come to church on a Sunday. We don't want to live how we like, but think we're okay because we give money to church or giving something to church, serving. Do you actually see how silly that is? A bit like our drama at the beginning. They were doing what they want, some of them, most of them were doing what I want. Because it wouldn't make sense to not listen when you've got someone who's going to give you all so many things. Murdering, lying, cheating, defrauding, bullying, hurting people, breaking things, I don't know, gossiping, doing what we shouldn't be doing, but then think it's okay because we do certain things. Jesus died that we may have a relationship with God. He died so that we can be in God's presence. And he's done so much for us, and we live for him because of what he's done. We can love God because of what Jesus has done. Our lives can change because of what Jesus has done. We don't want to think that reading our Bible or coming to church or doing good things, giving to charity or even serving in youth stuff or adult stuff, whatever it is, those things don't make us okay if we don't want to live for God. The right response to sin is to say sorry, not to think it's okay because I do this. If we do what we want through the week, if we lie all the time, if we watch things on the internet we shouldn't be, if we're stealing, maybe watching things illegally, if we're angry all the time, always comparing ourselves to others, then coming to church and think it's all okay because I went to church, that's wrong thinking. If we go out with our friends and we drink too much or gossip or lie or we pick on others, then coming to church and think it's all okay because I'm now at church, that's wrong thinking. That's actually thinking a bit like the Judeans who were walking through the temple gate. I'm okay because I'm here now. And we're not perfect and we will make mistakes, but coming to church and being okay doing sin, that's not a sign of someone who is changed by the Lord Jesus. We saw what happened to Judeans. They were judged. And I don't want you to walk away today thinking you're going to be judged or feeling awfully condemned. We're not the Judeans. Many of them hated God. I imagine most of us here are trusting in the Lord Jesus. But this is a story, is an excellent reminder of people who don't love God. So where in our lives have we got this wrong thinking? Those who love Jesus don't happily commit sin whilst thinking they're saved, going to church or by doing other things. Going to church, reading the Bible, these are actually wonderful things that the Lord has given us to do. But they don't save us. God does. And we live for him in response of that. Let me pray. Father, we thank you so much for all these stories in the Bible. We thank you for the Old Testament and the way in which you relate to Israel and how they relate to you and how it helps us to see what the right way to respond to you is. We thank you for Jeremiah and his bold, courageous words in a city that hated him and you. And we ask that we would be people who respond to you because we love you and want to live by your ways because of what the Lord Jesus has done. that we would cast away any thinking that we can, that we're okay with sin because we come to church, or we're okay with sin because we serve. Because of what Jesus has done. In his name, amen.